Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin, Pastor Vince, resident Emily with us, and special guest Heidi Bedford. And so this is podcast number 51, believe it or not.
Wow.
We're crossing the bridge. Keep going. So today's topic is when you have someone in your group, in your circle, in your living room, that's dominating the discussion. So before we get there, Heidi, tell the people, if they don't know you, who you are and what you do here.
Well, like you said, my name's Heidi, and I am on staff at our Jefferson campus, and I kind of oversee women's Bible study and local impact over there. I've been on staff for about 4 years now, which is crazy to think.
Wow.
And I've also just kind of moved into a role to help with all this Worthy of It All stuff that we're doing, too.
That's quite the undertaking, so I'm not surprised that we've put some staff efforts beyond everyone's normal.
Sure.
So, anyways.
Definitely.
So, Heidi, you've been leading groups, I think, even before I got
10 years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Crazy. So, with your experience, tell us, first off, how do you define when someone's dominating group? Like, what does that look like?
Sure. I think it's probably easier to feel than define. I think if you're in a group and someone is dominating the conversations, it will be very obvious. But I think it looks like maybe always being the first person to answer right away.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing stories that go way beyond what we're talking about. Talking too much. Maybe even interrupting. Mm-hmm. Maybe always bringing the conversation back to what's going on in their life. Never letting there be room for like quiet or someone else to answer. And so I think that's kind of what it looks like.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why do you think some people do tend to dominate conversations in groups? And how do you think that shapes how we would maybe address the issue?
Yeah, I think it's good to understand why people would do this. And I'm the first to say I love to talk. And so I can sometimes find myself, you know, talking a lot in different situations. So I think there's a few reasons why people do this. I think sometimes people who dominate conversations, they're finally in a space where they can share or open up. Maybe this is the only time they're around other adults in their life or people who are actually asking them questions. And so they're like, yay, I finally get to talk about it. I'm going to say everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people like myself are verbal processors. And so when you're talking about something that they kind of want to like work out, they're just going to talk more and more about it so they can start to understand. I think some people, they get nervous. And so they talk a lot because they're nervous. I think people are lonely. I think that there are a lot of reasons why people do this. I don't think it's like always coming from a negative place.
Right.
I think a lot of times people are just unaware that this is happening.
Why would you say that addressing this issue is actually important rather than just ignoring it or maybe just moving past it?
Yeah, that's hard because we do want groups to be a space where people feel comfortable and able to like share what's on their heart and mind and have a place to share. But it's not like a group counseling session for one person, you know? And so I think that it's important to address this because you have to remember what the purpose of your group is. And the purpose of your group is to, you know, if it's a Bible study group, to discuss the Bible passage. If it's a grace group, to discuss what we've been talking about in church. Like, that's the main goal.
Yeah.
And these other things are important, but you have to make sure that you're getting the main purpose across.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's good, too, because in, like, I think you addressed this a little bit, but if there is somebody who's talking a lot and then it turns into a counseling session, it's like, all right, maybe after group, we can sit one-on-one and talk. So addressing what's going on, but then maybe even providing something after to be able to talk with them. Okay, Heidi, so let's say you're in group right now and, you know, there's a leader in there and they're trying to lead the discussion and someone's trying to dominate the conversation. What language can you give group leaders to help them move the conversation back to where it needs to be?
Sure. I think sometimes there's language you can use even ahead of time before you get yourself to this. I think I see this happen a lot either at the end with prayer requests or at the beginning with like the icebreaker. And I think a couple things you can do with that is, hey, we're going to have this icebreaker. I'm going to give everyone 30 seconds to answer that. You're already kind of putting a time limit in front of them. And then don't be afraid to be like, hey, it's 2 minutes. We're moving on to the next person. And so I think if you set that structure up, that's really good. I also think at the end with prayer request, if you say, hey, we're going to spend our last 20 minutes praying together, start thinking now what you want to share. And then, you know, I'm going to set my timer for those 20 minutes and I'm going to set my timer again when I need to pray. If you didn't get to share, that's okay. Just text it and we'll be praying for it.
Yeah.
But I think even with that, we spend so long talking about our prayer requests, we don't even actually get to pray about them. So I think those are two good things. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's 100% true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've experienced that so many times. In fact, I just had a conversation with a group leader who said because of that, they've handed out index cards at the front end.
That's
write
a
down
great
your prayer
idea.
Requests as we go, and then we're going to collect them and pray for them collectively.
That's good.
And it's not going to be this drag on, oh, yeah,
that's
my
good,
aunt's
yeah.
sister's sure. friend's dog, whatever.
Right. Yeah, I get story. It. That's a yeah. great idea. I haven't thought of that one. But I think in the midst of the conversation, I think there's things that you can do too. I think there are ways that someone's telling a story and you can kind of be like, okay, well, can you, like, how does that connect to what we were talking about? Or thank you so much for sharing that. Let's look at this next question. I think you as the leader, just like staying ahead of that and being willing to be like, okay, thank you so much for sharing. Let's hear from someone who hasn't shared. Is anyone else willing to share? And I think kind of like you just said, Vince, if it gets to be like this huge problem, I think there's even a level of, you know, I would love to talk with you about that after group. And so that, I know that's really important. Yeah. I don't think this is the time to share, but hang on to that and we'll stay after, or we'll get coffee later this week or whatever that looks like. But providing that space outside of group is really helpful.
I think also what's going on, or what should be going on in the group leader's mind, is they've already prepared.
Yeah.
And they know the points and the topics mm-hmm. they want to get to because they know it's important.
Yeah.
So knowing that, I think in some ways, naturally, you're going to push back yep. to, let's stay on track.
Yep. I think that's so important.
I think some of that even comes back to knowing your people in the group. So, yeah. like, yeah. we're in For second sure. semester now. And obviously, some new people could have joined the group this semester. But, like, knowing the people in there, knowing the people that tend to sometimes dominate the conversation, mm-hmm. and maybe even being able to address that with them if you notice yeah. that as a pattern that keeps coming up.
Yeah. And you don't want it to be like no one shares anything,
yep.
right? Like right. That's not the vibe yep. we're going for. We want right. people to share personal experiences, share their emotions. We just have to keep it in balance with the actual discussion that needs to be happening.
Yep. Yeah, that's good. Okay, Heidi, what other advice would you give to group leaders just around this issue? What are things you learned and just some pieces of advice you'd give?
I would say that for me, this sometimes feels like I'm being mean, or I'm like squashing someone's like ability to share or whatever. Yeah. And so the advice I would give you is like, don't let that like be the reason you don't address this. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be a better leader if you have this hard conversation. I think your group is going to be able to grow and be healthier if you have this hard conversation. And so have the hard conversation. If you don't feel equipped for that, there are people at the church who would love to help you walk through what that looks like. But I would say on the front end, sooner rather than later, have that conversation. I would also say, like, this is not a way to, like, you don't need to handle this publicly if it's a big deal. Like, if you need to say, hey, you kind of are dominating the conversation, don't say that in front of the whole group. Find a time, take them to coffee, right. do whatever, and have that conversation in a private place.
I've also heard where group leaders would do exactly that. They would take that one person, the dominator, pull them off to the side and ask them to help you
yes.
manage
yeah,
the
definitely.
Group. Like, hey, will you help me make sure that everybody gets to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Man, so-and-so just hasn't spoken up. We don't hear from them. They have a lot to say. Would you help me mm-hmm. with doing that? And so that's another way to yeah. redirect without being rude or...
Yeah. And I think what's so interesting is a lot of times when I have people in my group who are dominating the conversation, I think for sure they have to know they're doing this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you take them yeah, to coffee and they have no idea.
Right.
They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing. Yeah. I can't yeah. believe I was
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is just, they need to be aware of it. Give yeah. them a role to help in that.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's yeah. huge.
I was going to say, I feel like that also just helps. I feel like sometimes part of the problem is that like not being able to see like outside of yourself
yeah,
a little bit,
absolutely.
Not like practicing that. And so yeah. like when you give it in that sort of frame, like it sort of forces them to like practice seeing, you know, okay, looking at, okay, has this person talked
yeah.
yet? And sort of like seeing what you're already
yeah.
kind of seeing as a group leader, then they get to start looking for that. And I feel like that's really helpful.
I think also, like, as you guys know, on staff here with Keith's teaching us every month and the Bible study we do and the pushing that they do for us to be self-reflective
yeah.
in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like we are self-reflective.
Yeah.
Like, I think we are self-aware.
Sure.
But not everyone's self-aware.
Not
yeah.
everyone is.
Yeah.
One thing that just popped in my mind that I've done before is I've asked someone to always be the third person to answer. Like, if
no,
they were
yeah,
continually
yeah.
the first person, I'm like,
that's
be the
great.
Third.
Yeah.
Let two people answer before
still
you.
Answer, yeah.
You can still answer,
sure.
just don't jump to that. And that was helpful.
Yeah.
So, Heidi, great discussion. If you would tell the group leaders, like, one or two or three nuggets you want them to walk away with.
I would say that interrupting and redirecting the conversation can actually be a loving thing. Even if it doesn't feel loving, it can be loving. It's not rude. It's getting to the point of the discipleship that you want to have in your group. I would say be prayerful about this.
Yeah.
Take time to get to know the person. Don't just immediately be annoyed with them, but try to figure out where this is coming from and try to love them in a way that would lead them to a good discussion.
That's good.
Awesome. Well, group leaders, thank you for listening. Heidi, thank you for your time and your wisdom. And group leaders, we'll see you next week on podcast 52 when
Let's
it comes
go.
Next week.